Well, welcome back. And yesterday we were diving into some issues about faith, and I want to jump right back on that. So you're listening to the Bushnell Project. We're looking at the spiritual health of men as we tackle the idea that we can make marriage great again as men, really pursuing God, pursuing faithfulness to God, to God's word, and ministering to our wives in a way that is godly, in a way that is pleasing to God. And we're looking at faith. And looking at 2 Peter chapter 1 and verses 5 and following, and got through the part of virtue. And so we need to add virtue. We need to understand that God cares about our character and that we have the character of God. So we're adding the character of God to who we are and how we act and how we respond. And then the second thing to virtue is to add knowledge. Now, knowledge is the knowledge of God. It's reading God's word. It's becoming wiser, understanding the times and moving forward with that. And as you mature as a Christian, you're going to find other Christians that aren't as mature, or more and more Christians that are not as mature. But remember, you once too were immature in your Christianity. And we need to be humble and meek. So practice that meekness as you move forward with that, which really is the next thing. So to virtue, you add knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control. Well, what kind of self-control? Well, self-control, you're not going to sin. Your language is being cleaned up. God does actually really care about that. As you mature in Christ, your language will be cleaned up quite significantly. It's just one of those things that happen. It's one way I can really tell who I'm dealing with, right? But the self-control also has to do with not tearing down others who are more or less mature than you are, mostly less mature. You might have some people around you that should be more mature, or maybe they are more mature in a moment, though they're not very mature. Self-control around them, but self-control in how you treat your family, self-control in walking away from sin or running away from sin in some cases, how we deal with that. That is the self-control that we need to be adding to our faith. It's also growing in that wisdom, right? Growing in that virtue. And then to self-control, we are to add steadfastness and then godliness. And so the steadfastness is that we are steady. We are continuing to grow. We are stable force. We are not prone to just running on our feelings. And we can have those worship services where everything goes wrong with the music, but it's so godly because it's about the ministry of God's word. We're not tossed to and fro by, oh, they didn't play my favorite song, or he didn't read the scripture the way I felt it should be read, whatever it might be. No, that doesn't faze us. We look beyond that. We look at the gathering as, this is God's church. This is beautiful. This is amazing. Look at how God is drawing more people to him, how God is using the body of believers I'm a part of, how he's growing me. These are the things we focus on. We focus on stirring one another on to good works, not on what kind or style of music is going on. Or is it what I like? Is the coffee to my liking? Is the carpet the color I should think it should be? Or the paint scheme or whatever? We need to be way past that. There are people who that is their focus. That's immature. They're immature. They may not actually even be believers. They're focused on their feelings, how they think they should feel, how they think the church should make them feel. Hey, we need to love them. We need to be gentle with them. We need to have self-control. And we need to be steadfast as we move forward in our relationship with God, and then might be used by God to reach out to that person and help them to become more mature. So how mature are you? What is your spiritual health like? That's really been the theme of this month. And I want to continue to pound that as you go into the weekend, to really think about, how am I treating my wife? What's my faith look like? How am I growing in God? As you prepare for Sunday morning, exercise this idea. Start preparing for Sunday morning before Sunday morning. What are you doing this weekend, this Friday night, and this Saturday night? Are you getting to God's word? Are you praying for your wife? Are you praying for your pastor? Are you praying for the pastoral team, for the leaders of your church? That maybe might help your Sunday morning be a little bit more real, a little bit more authentic, a little bit more exciting. So start your Sunday morning on Friday night, on Saturday night, as you read God's word, as you pray, as you really seek God in everything. God bless you guys. Hope you have a great weekend.